News Radio KMAN. It's In Focus. Mort Walker, by the way, born in El Dorado. Lived there for about 3 years before his family moved to Amarillo and then later to Kansas City.
Well, I count any Riley County in as anybody who lived here other than just stayed in
a
hotel.
So do I.
So I'm pretty inclusive in my definition of Riley Countyan.
You know, we've talked about a lot of things already, but, you know, going back to the year 1950, it was the it wasn't quite the 100th anniversary. That would have been 95 years of right. both the city of Manhattan and Riley County, because that was in 1955.
Yes.
Or the centennial was, both entities, established in 1855, as I came to learn quite a bit about local history with the sesquicentennial. But there are a lot of things here, you know, looking down this sheet that you have. You got a page just of a whole bunch of stuff that happened in 1950. And, you know, this predates, you know, you think about it, predates the 1951 flood, which, of course, begat right. Tuttle Creek and a lot of things.
And, of course, Tuttle Creek was a major topic of discussion in 1950.
And a lot of not people happy about it.
In June, one of the newspapers said, Tuttle Creek Dam is licked for the time being.
Is licked for the time
being. Yes, the tide was going back on doing Tuttle Creek Dam. The money wasn't becoming available. And I think that there was the thought.
51 flood changed that.
Yes, it definitely changed that. So I think in 1950, probably folks that were against Tuttle Creek Dam felt pretty good because things were moving in their direction.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and, you know, of course, you know, the significant changes that made to our landscape around here. Monumental.
Right.
Monumental.
Well, and other significant changes. In 1950, they voted in an election to have the manager, city council, or city commission form a government. So we went from a mayor commission form, and Mr. Rust was our mayor, and Mr. Boyd and Mr. Charlson were on the commission in 1950. Then the next year, we got our first city manager and had a city commission.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So that was significant. There were other things that were really contentious being discussed in 1950. One of them was where to put the new city auditorium. They had voted the bond to do that. Unfortunately, after the war, materials were hard to get and prices went up, which meant that they didn't have quite enough money to build it. So they had to postpone. And then there was a lot of contention on where would it be put. One of the ideas was put it in City Park. And there was a number of people who really, really fought that. And so deciding where to put the city auditorium was a major bone of contention. Another contentious discussion was on the new high school. In 1950, they voted a bond issue to build a new grade school and build a new high school and to expand some of the existing schools because, of course, we're in a period here where the veterans came back from World War II. They married or came back to their families, had lots of babies. And in the newspaper, they talk about, you know, 60 babies born this month and so on. So we're getting lots of children here, and that means we need schools. So they did vote to pass a bond issue.
What was the elementary school that was built with that issue?
I think it was Lee School. But
am I going to have you do a whole lot more work?
Yes, but that's okay. It'll be good for me. But the high school, the discussion was where to put it. And one of the ideas was the Moore track, which is where it is today. But there was major opposition from the Sunset Cemetery Board with some reasons and some reasons that have perhaps played out since it was built there. So there was a lot of contention in that discussion. So 1950, they were looking at a lot of new growth and figuring out exactly the best way to proceed.
Hmm. We had a caller a few minutes ago who said there's a big hailstorm in 1950.
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad that the caller mentioned that. In July 1950, there was a major hailstorm that caused $3 million worth of damage. So in 1950, that was a lot of money. And they also, right on the heels of the hailstorm, had a 4.5-inch rain, which caused some flash flooding and lots of issues with that, too. So,
and Wildcat Creek has flooded since way before 1950.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
As did the Blue River, obviously.
And one of the other issues in the newspapers in 1950 was storm water drainage. And, of course, the city of Manhattan continues to wrestle with how to get a grip on storm water removal.
How to evacuate the water. Mm-hmm.
Yes, because you get more things built, it causes more water and so on. And I think it's funny because looking back in the city council records from the very earliest days in Manhattan, that was an issue. There was a major low spot on Pierre Street in the 200 block, and that's where Josiah Pillsbury lived, was in that 200 block. So they called that the Pillsbury Frog Pond down there. And they were trying to figure out how do they drain that area to keep water from building up. So that's been an issue that from the earliest days of Manhattan has been discussed and continues to be discussed today at our city council meetings or city commission meetings.
That's the ongoing challenge.
Yes,
you know, and
water.
Of course, you know, with the levee.
Too little or too much?
Haven't had too many issues with too little here lately, but, you know, the addition of the levee, you know, the potential for that increasing, you know, being raised a couple of feet is a topic that still continues today.
And the levee, of course, 1950, this is pre 1951 flood, but after 1951 flood, that became a major priority for the city of Manhattan, is figuring out how to get a levee. And Lowell Jack, who was station manager at K-Man for many, many years, was mayor of Manhattan, and he led the charge for getting that levee. I remember talking with him one time about him going back to Washington to talk to folks to try to get that put into place.
He had his hand in a lot of things, not just radio, but not just local government, but as a historian, he made some significant contributions, didn't he?
Absolutely. I miss him every day to get to talk with him. When you mentioned the Manhattan Centennial in 1955, if you remember when he was on the committee of the Sesquicentennial, he had also served on that Centennial Committee.
I'm aware of that.
Which I thought was pretty interesting.
He led the beard contest. They had a longest beard contest or something like that then?
Yes.
I can't remember how that ran, but I think you were supposed to shave like on the first day of the year, and whoever had the longest beard by the time they had the centennial was the winner. You know, we don't have those anymore. Anyway, let's take our final break. We got some other local things and some culture. Pop culture type stuff.
Yes.
And we'll talk briefly about the beginning of K-Man in 1950. Cheryl Collins, our guest here on KMAN's In Focus, 537-1350 is the number to call if you have a question for her. Back in just a couple of moments.